It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Denver tonight, Barack Obama will become the first African-American to accept a major party nomination to be president. And one person who will be in Denver tonight to witness this historic moment is Georgia Congressman John Lewis. Lewis helped launch the civil rights movement. He marched with Martin Luther King on this day 45 years ago. We'll hear more about him in a moment.
First, let's talk about the Republicans who are getting ready for their convention. Last night in Minneapolis, GOP delegates agreed on the final version of their party platform, and NPR's David Wellna has our report.
Clocking in at about 20,000 words, this year's GOP platform is not even half the length of the one the party banged out 4 years ago. As always, this document does not oblige any candidate to follow its positions, but it does serve as a key reference on where the party officially stands. Mississippi Governor and Platform Committee Delegate Haley Barbour considers the final product a success.
This is a platform that all Republicans can run on, but also is a platform where, rightly, the members of the committee took into consideration there's no need to just gratuitously poke your finger in your nominee's eye because there's a slight disagreement over this or that.
Unlike the last GOP platform, which mentioned President Bush on nearly every page, this platform mentions John McCain only in its preamble. And some of the positions it takes fly in the face of McCain's own record as something of a Republican maverick. Here's Delegate Jane Ory of Pennsylvania reading the party's stance opposing same-sex marriage.
We call for a constitutional amendment to protect marriage as the union of a man and a woman.
McCain has consistently opposed such a constitutional amendment because he thinks it's an issue for states to resolve. McCain has also urged action to curb global warming and favors a cap-and-trade system many in his party oppose. The GOP platform makes no mention of cap-and-trade, while it rails against what it calls, quote, doomsday climate change scenarios. David Keene, who chairs the American Conservative Union, considers this platform very conservative, and he says it clearly falls short of what the McCain campaign would have wanted.
Obviously, they're very interested in not being slapped in the face, and the party's not interested in slapping the candidate in the face. But the party has not taken the position that you would have wanted them to take if you were a campaign operative for John McCain.
But if there was a major concession to the McCain campaign, it was on the issue of drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or ANWR. Unlike most Republicans, McCain opposes such drilling. So the draft of the platform that went before the full committee yesterday advocated more oil exploration in Alaska, but not specifically in ANWR. Alaska Delegate David Boyle sought to change that.
After the word Alaska, in line 31, I would like to add, comma, including the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Backing up Boyle was Kathy Adams of Texas, who argued that spelling out a commitment to drill in ANWR could be a boon to the party.
And since this has become the number one issue in this campaign, we want to drill here, drill now, pay less. In that spirit, I think that this is a very positive move and one that would be very complimentary, one that would bring people to the party and to our candidate.
But others sought to protect McCain, including Oregon's Jeff Grossman.
We all support, I think, drilling in ANWR, and we know that President McCain will eventually come around to our position, but he's not there yet. And so I would say prudence would dictate that we leave the text as it is until our candidate catches up with us a little bit.
The debate went on and on between those who saw no reason to highlight party differences with McCain and those who insisted the GOP not abandon its past strong advocacy for drilling in the wildlife refuge. Platform co-chair Kevin McCarthy finally called for a verdict on adding ANWR to the platform.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no.
The amendment failed, but not by much. A divided party, in this case, chose to side with McCain. David Wellna, NPR News, at the Minneapolis Convention Center.